Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
I read a book recently that's entitled Life Without Lack, and it's a fascinating read through the 23rd Psalm, so I thought I might share with you a couple of thoughts just from what I took away from that book. One of the greatest preachers of all time, short of the Lord Jesus, is Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Now, he came a few decades back for sure, but listen to what he said. He said, "We have all things and abound, not because I have a good store of money in the bank, not because I have skill and wit with which to win my bread, but because the Lord is my shepherd." Now, let's take a look at Psalm 23. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And then it continues on and says, "I will fear no evil, for you are with me." I mean, one of our greatest needs today is for people to really see and really believe the things they already profess to see and believe. Knowing about things, knowing what they are, being able to identify them and say about them does not mean we actually believe them. When we truly believe what we profess, we are set to act as if it were true. Acting as if things are true means, in turn, that we live as they were so. The words in the 23rd Psalm are among those things that people profess to believe. But you know, I can remember playing ball in school and a team gathered around every game and we said this. And I'm pretty sure nobody around there was thinking about being able to do this and be able to live with no fear, or that God truly is always with us, or that we might actually lay down in green pastures. I mean, the words of the 23rd Psalm are one of those things that, if we're not careful, becomes one of those things like, you know, God is great, God is good. And we'll forget that the power in it is the promise of God. You know, a lot of folks can recite the 23rd Psalm from memory, including people who don't believe much of anything about God, in which the entire psalm is about. Some folks have learned the psalm purely as a poetic literature, but I would say that most people have experienced in their own lives a vivid reality described by the psalmist. The problem is, "The Lord is my shepherd" is a sentiment that's carved on tombstones more often than a reality written in lives. To let me be able to take this and quote from the book Life Without Lack, it says that life without lack reflects the very first verse of the psalm. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Now, if you want to read that in some other version, and it may sound like, "Hey, the Lord is my shepherd, I'm never going to fear as though I need something." It describes the life we all desire, a life in which we want for nothing, or better yet, lack nothing. The psalmist is portraying a life we were meant to enjoy, one that is imminently available to all of us. The question is, though, but do you believe this verse is actually true, or is it simply poetry? You know what? I can remember using this in times when I'm not sure I truly believed it. But I do remember claiming this promise in times that I've gone through some pretty wicked downward spirals. I can find myself often thinking to myself, I need to desperately know that the Lord is with me and that He's going to provide everything. I'm not going to be in want. When I think of the need for me to have meditations on the 23rd Psalm that are intended to help me really see it and really believe it and to live it as though it was true, I hope to, over the next few days and weeks, be able to convey more of this thought that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want, and that you might say, "The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want." At some point, we truly believe, or we do not believe, that Jesus, the Savior of the world, when we asked Him to step into our lives, His gift was the Spirit of God, which gives me the ability to know I'm really not alone. It's not me versus the world, that He has me, and that of all the things that I think I need, of all the things that I really need, He provides for me. And when I look back over 58 years and those years that I can actually remember, and I think to myself, oh my stars, he has never not been there with me. He has never not met that need. I encourage you today, friend, start with me and stay with me on Psalm 23 and encourage you. I cannot encourage you enough to meditate on it day or night. This is one of the few pieces of scripture that I'm going to say that memorization is a big deal. It's a primary way that we can fill our minds with the Word of God found in the 23rd Psalm and have our thoughts formed by God's thoughts. So I want to encourage you, print it out, write it out, put it on the visor of your car, put it in front of your computer screen, but live with this first thought. The Lord is my shepherd, and I'm never going to be without because I don't have to live in the world of want. I can live without lack.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.